Okay, so this is my first recording. It's for a blog I done on Medium and WordPress. You can find me on Medium under the name Richard James, on WordPress under Elusive Ebooks. And it was a film called The Snowman that's recently been released. So there's spoilers that I'm going to reveal. So if you haven't seen the film yet, probably you don't want to listen to it. It might reveal a bit too much. But basically, it's a horror starring Michael Fassbender. He was Magneto in X-Men, the young Magneto, and he's playing Harry Hole, a murder investigator, and Val Kilmer, who was Iceman in Top Gun a long time ago, is acting as Rafto. A bit ironic that the Iceman could possibly turn out to be the snowman in this, and this is set in Norway. It starts off showing us the reason behind the snowman's motives when he was a young boy. His mum killed herself in front of him, due to domestic abuse that she was suffering from a man that was her lover, and he basically provided for her and her son in an isolated area of Norway, and she couldn't handle the fact he was going to leave her basically because he was with another woman and she was the bit on the side, and she couldn't handle that and she wanted to reveal that to his wife. So the film fast forwards in time to show Harry Hole waking up in a park, presumably drunk from too much drinks. He returns to work where he's confronted about his absence. He makes up an excuse for that about his uncle dying, but then we see a message from the killer confronting him, saying that he's watching him whilst he's asleep in the park. So we presume from this it could be someone that knows him already, rather than just the killer picking on a random stranger. And we see the main character, that is Harry Hole, has a stepson called Oleg, who is in search of his real dad. But Harry does try to fill this role as best he can, but obviously works a lot, so it's hard to do that. But he's troubled, and we learn that Harry is a bit of a legend at solving murder cases, and the camera's focused on the killer putting out a cigarette many times, and we also see Harry twirling a cigarette throughout the film, so it possibly leads you to a connection there, like most horror films. You're not sure where it's going to go. It's got to give you a few directions so you don't know who the killer is. Harry doesn't have a car or license to drive. For what reason, it's kind of unclear. It makes you think that could he have been the young boy who lost his mum in the car, and he's afraid to drive now, afraid to get in a car and drive himself. He does allow someone else to drive him, which is his partner that he's assigned on the case. And there's a flashback to show Rafto is also a detective that had been suspended for what we don't know, but he's a bit of a drunk, just like Harry Hole. And a man wants him to investigate his missing wife. He went to see a doctor about her pregnancy, but this man had accepted that the pregnancy couldn't have been through him because they hadn't been together, him and his wife, for 3 years. But he had accepted this, but he still wants to know where his wife is. And there's an unusual clip where Harry offers a female officer that's with him, assigned to him, Katrine, a sausage that has been sliced up a bit like the body that Rafto had found on a mountaintop. So it leads us to think, could Harry possibly be the snowman himself, the way he's dissected a sausage, the way the murder victim looks the same? It seems like no one in the area, this is a funny part to me, used his curtains because the killer can look through their house and see exactly what they're doing. There's no curtains there, just blinds, but they're always up. Harry was offered sleeping tablets by his ex, his current boyfriend, without the need for a prescription. Obviously he's a doctor. It tells us Harry's having a hard time dealing with issues, but it makes us a bit suspicious of the ex's current hubby giving out these things. The killer somehow manages to report a woman missing, and Harry and Katrine attend the scene, and the woman's not missing, and then they leave the scene, and then there's reports of the same woman missing, and they turn up and it turns out she's dead. So the killers acted underneath their nose and they didn't know. They had missed it by a few minutes. So it's very interesting. There's more to say, but I'll just leave that for now. I'm probably about halfway through my blog on that, so I'll leave it because the time's running up.